would you please welcome Alexander Kumar? Welcome to him. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you. Greetings from Antarctica, the coldest place on Earth.
Let's just describe where you are and what you're doing at the moment and what the weather's like.
Okay. Well, I'm a British doctor, in fact, working for the European Space Agency down in Antarctica at the French-Italian Concordia Research Station, which is located in the world's most extreme environment. We're in the world's largest desert, the Antarctic Plateau, actually Australian Antarctic Territory, so to speak. And we're a team of 13 scientists living in complete isolation from February until November. We're living here at 3,800 meters equivalent altitude, so even talking to you is becoming short of breath. And the current temperature is below -70 degrees Celsius. So, and we're in complete darkness now in the Antarctic winter. So greetings from the worst place in the world.
And the reason you're there, Alex, as I understand it, is you stole a loaf of bread and were then sent to Antarctica as transportation. That's the reason you're there?
Absolutely. I just found myself on a boat in a crate. I think, like Madagascar, the film, I fell off the side of the boat and struck land.
One of the reasons I wanted to chat to you is you are hosting what's certainly the coldest and is possibly the most remote Diamond Jubilee Tea Party. What's been going on in the excitement that is the Diamond Jubilee at this point of the globe?
Well, probably quite a lot, actually. I think lots of the Antarctic overwintering stations, especially the British, will be celebrating. So I don't think anyone will be celebrating outside this afternoon as we are in -70 degrees Celsius, eating scones and drinking Her Majesty's Fortnum and Mason tea out there. But yeah, it's an incredible time. 60 years on the throne is something to celebrate.
Of course it is. But could you just tell us that again? It's -70 and you're outside with scones and tea?
Absolutely. That's the plan. We are hosting what could be the world's coldest and most remote Diamond Jubilee Tea Party. But the trick is to drink the tea before it freezes. It will freeze within a couple of minutes and the scones will turn to stone. So we have to make sure we drink and eat as quickly as we can.
Excellent. Excellent. I wonder if Her Majesty will know. Are you streaming this or putting it up on the web in any way?
I don't know, actually. I suppose not, but we'll send some photos through maybe to some of the news stations to ensure that, you know, our celebrations don't go missed. But I think, you know, there'll be as remote parties going on in some of the British Antarctic bases, some of the overseas territories, and some of the more remote areas of the Commonwealth countries, such as the Outback in Australia. I'm sure there'll be some parties going on there. So greetings to all those places. And, yeah, I hope we can share in the celebration.
I know during the Antarctic winter, the crews on board, or whoever we call them, whatever we call them, the people on at the ice stations go down to the skeleton crew. So you're one of the hardy few who are going through a winter. How are you finding the experience and how many of you are there now?
Well, it's just 13 is our station. It's a mixture of French, Italian in the majority. There's one Russian, myself, the only British member. English is the main language, but not always spoken. So that's a challenge. But more of a challenge is waking up in darkness every day, day in, day out. It feels like you're living in the film Groundhog Day sometimes. But otherwise, yeah, it's a great experience. It's, you know, it's like living in the Italian Renaissance. You can go outside during the day, which is now night, and look up into the clearest view of the night sky and study astronomy of the Southern Hemisphere. You can take part in the research that I'm doing. You can learn about meteorology. It's quite enlightening, and it gives you the time to read all the polar accounts. I've just finished Mawson's book, and I'm very happy we have a very good chef on board, an Italian chef, in fact, one of the best in Antarctica, as opposed to having to strip and eat my dog.
Let's talk about your research, because it's made me enormously smug. You're doing research with the European Space Agency to conduct, as I understand it, research into human spaceflight program, understanding the challenges of long-haul space travel.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if you think of it, as I was explaining, like a jigsaw, I mean, it's just putting all the pieces together to understand how to overcome the challenges involved in sending people into space for long periods. So, I mean, where we're living now is the closest you can come to living on the surface of another planet, unlike some of the other projects that have gone on, which have been very useful as well, such as the Mars 500 project that took place in Moscow. The isolation here is real, and you can't escape that. The hypoxia, the lack of oxygen, is real, and also the sensory deprivation you get living in isolation is real. So together with the crew on board the International Space Station, essentially we're mimicking what it would be to live on the surface of another planet, and with the team that over there circling, orbiting the Earth continuously for 6 months, those guys are obviously mimicking the long-haul space travel element, and we're helping by producing research about what it would be like to live on the surface of another planet for such a long time.
You can't see me now, and there's a slight delay on the line, but I hope you can feel my smugness at being proved right, radiating through and warming you slightly in minus 70.
I most certainly can.
Alex, what are you finding the biggest challenge? Is it to keep interest, to keep people from going mad because it's Groundhog Day? Is that the role of things like a Diamond Jubilee tea party outside with scones and tea in minus 70 is?
Well, you hope it doesn't turn into a Mad Hatter's Tea Party from Alice in Wonderland, really. You know, it's certainly a challenge. But no, everything, we look forward to everything. With the sensory deprivation, life becomes black and white in all senses. And with that, you know, any difference in what you eat and how you are really makes a big difference. So I think the greatest challenge is keeping variety and therefore sanity, as you say.
Well, good luck with variety, good luck with staying sane, and good luck with, as a mad dog and an Englishman, go out, if they go out in the midday sun, surely mad dogs and Englishmen go out and have tea and scones in minus 70. So I'm sure Her Majesty would be touched if she knew of it. So well done.
Oh, greetings to all the Australians and the Australian Antarctic Division as well. I hope they're doing as well as we are.
I'm sure they are. Alex, thank you so much. Good luck for the rest of your tour. When do you return home? How long?
It'll be a year, so I've been out now 4 or 5 months, so it'll be probably around Christmas time. But I'll be heading back via Hobart, Australia, so I'll be doing a bit of touring of Australia and seeing a few friends over there before I head home.
Fantastic. What a great experience. We wish you all the very best. Thank you, Alex.
Cheers. Thank you. See you.